In this episode, I'm interviewing Aida, and she's going to tell us more about environmental engineering, what it means, and why is she spending 3 weeks of her summer holiday doing an internship for a sustainable company, which happens to be us, Hempy People, and what her experiences are. So have a listen. Good morning, Aida, and welcome to the Hempy Talks.
Good morning, Beatrix.
I'm very excited to have this conversation with you, especially because now it's the third week of the internship. So I'm super, super curious about, you know, what feedback do you have for us? Like, what is it that you are learning? Mm-hmm. How is it benefiting you? The experience of being an internship. But before we get there, I would just like to ask you to tell us about how you see yourself, what are you studying, and what gets you excited about your studies.
Definitely. So at the moment, I'm studying environmental engineering at EPFL in Switzerland. And so that's really using technology and the cutting edge technology, everything that we can have at the moment to really improve everything in relations to the climate crisis. So using physics, biology, chemistry, coding, all of that, but for sustainability, which is kind of the end goal and really what I'm passionate to do and what I can't wait to have an impact on. So that's kind of my background at the moment. And which is why this internship felt so natural to me and felt so amazing, like an amazing opportunity, because it's in link to what I would like to do, raising awareness, but also bringing solutions to people. So in your workshops, you give alternatives to people. In your store, you talk about all these ways we can use hemp, for example, to have a more responsible, sustainable lifestyle. And all of that really resonates with me, which is why I think it's amazing. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Thank you so much. You almost answered like my previous, my next question as well. So one thing that really gets me curious every time I hear somebody in working or studying in the field of sustainability is, what made you choose sustainability? What made you choose environmental engineering out of all those many subjects that you could choose from?
I would choose it because I feel like it's the most important thing at the moment, being like that we are in a climate crisis, given that we already see the consequences to this climate crisis and to the change in the environment. I feel like it is the most logical step in this ever-changing world. And so that's why I decided to do environmental engineering. And at the same time, since it was engineering, it would also be more or less stable for me. And I know that I would be able to have an impact and really not burn out, because I would always find meaningful work and find meaning in what I would be doing. And so that's why it felt so important and a natural decision for me, which is why I gravitated more toward that. Yeah.
I love that, you know, and I love that you're mentioning so many words that I'm going to feel good, I'm going to create an impact. And you mentioned the word impact a couple of times. So it got me really thinking of, what is the impact that you would like to create?
Well, for example, I lived in Egypt for about 3 years, and when I was there, I was able to see the extent to which they use plastic, and when it's not being recycled, or when it's not when it's left in the streets, or really all of that impact, like how much they were using in quantity, and it's single-use plastic, and all of that got me thinking, well, you know, what are we going to do with all this plastic once we leave it? We cannot let it accumulate in the oceans. They're a problem for wildlife, for like conservation, preservation, all of that. And for all of those reasons, I wanted to have an impact on new technologies, ways to implement them, really, actually, rather than innovating, implementing them so that they can be widespread, can be utilized because they exist, but they're not being put in place for various reasons. And those are the reasons I would like to understand, but also really just, yeah, being on the field, implementing it to different levels so that we can see change, actually.
Wow, thank you. That really explains a lot. And I like how you are very action-oriented. So you talk about implementation, you talk about action steps, So it already coming with the, you know, a kind of engineering mindset to me, where you develop something and you want to test it, and if it works, it doesn't work, you want to like modify it, alter it, then you test it again, and then it's a continuous kind of development of that product or that process or whatever you are working on. So I guess the question I have is, us as the implementers right now, like probably, I guess, like how you see us is somebody who is putting things in action. I'm very curious for understanding better, how do you see us as those who are, you know, taking actions to raise awareness of harm, to educate people, to bring more conscious choices, more of that action that resonates with people. And what is it that we can do better?
Okay. So first of all, it's kind of embarrassing, but I had no idea what hemp was before coming here. So through this experience right now, these 3 weeks, I was able to learn so much about it, like its benefits, its usage, and actually how it can kind of really be a huge innovation or huge transformation for the sustainability realm. And I feel like you guys are doing such a good job on that, because in your shop, you really showcase like every single part of the plant, how it can be used, where you really want to raise awareness, be it like with younger generation, like through education programs like we discussed, or really with like businesses, so it has a larger scale and so it impacts more people. And for that, I think it's really great, because actually we often don't like to admit it, but we do not know everything, and it's always good to continue learning. And I feel like you find a very inclusive and helpful and mindful way to continue to educate people no matter their background, and I feel like that's really great. I think visibility and social media and kind of that sort of realm could be improved, like your YouTube and everything, so that more people get to know hempy people, maybe even outside the UAE in the future, so that, you know, when they come to visit, for example, Dubai or other Emirates, they would think of you and want to visit your shop. And I feel like that could be really great, because there's so much added value that you give to your customers or people who come for the experience and the workshops. So I think, yeah, those are my comments.
Well, thank you so much. We are definitely going to work on improving our online presence and try to like engage more people in really living that experience and learning more about it. Not knowing about it is not an issue. Very often, it doesn't matter if we talk about hemp or other things, but not wanting to know more, that's a problem, how I feel. So that's a very good point that you mentioned. One thing that I mentioned at the very beginning, we are approaching now the end of the three-week internship, and I noticed a couple of great things about you, how organized you are and how you put, you know, together your plan and how you're following up on your plan and really working to meet your own requirements, you know, for the 3 weeks. And I really, really appreciate it, you know. So from my end, I don't feel like I have to do lots of like nudging, encouraging, you know, but you really do it on your own. And that's really amazing, you know. What is it that you are taking away from the 3 weeks? And what is it that you would say would be good for others to know who are going for an internship? And having said that, I feel I have to mention that this is not a compulsory internship for you. You are doing it just pure choice, which is another thing that, you know, kudos to you, that it's amazing that you are choosing to spend your time to learn something, to open up for something, and use your time in a way that is meaningful and impactful as well. So how can and what can the message be to others who are studying in a university and they don't have to do the internship yet? Why would they go out and have an internship or request or join for an internship program with a company?
I feel like this internship, for example, really gave me a lot in terms of interpersonal skills and actually approaching people with more ease and actually going out and talking about my values or things that I really resonate with, which is sustainability, which really ties in with hempy people. And so I was able to step out of my comfort zone through this internship and and just approach people. And actually, most people love the idea of hempy people, and they're very receptive. And in your head, you feel like you will get a negative response, and so you don't even try to go out and to engage with other people and start a conversation with them because you're scared. And that was kind of my mindset before. But through this experience, I've been trying to confront that a bit more. And so I've reached out to people and always have gotten very positive responses from them to see how easy actually it is to raise awareness and to build something and to organize something. And I feel like that is the biggest takeaway because it allows me to grow as a person through an internship, which is one of the reasons why I recommend it. You know, just such a great experience and allows you to change from your academic environment, which is very focused on studies and more traditional way of learning, while this is more hands-on and it's related to people and it's related also to what I'm studying, even if it's not through actually applying the techniques, but it will allow me to have a greater understanding once I go back to my studies, because I will be able to remember this people aspect of it and how to actually approach people for it to work well and raise awareness and all of that stuff, and to be more engaging and to go out actually and just try more. And I feel like that is the main reason why I've really valued this internship and feel like it's teaching me a lot actually, just about like living and reaching out to people. So yeah, my main takeaway.
Well, you did mention a couple of points. Thank you for that. That's very important. And very important because, as you mentioned, and also what I experienced, when you study in a college, you study university, you tend to focus on academics so much. And there is not so much focus on developing your interpersonal skills or just to try out things, explore something, and organize something, try something new, learn something new. So yeah, that's all very amazing, you know, and I'm very, very grateful that I could have learned more about environmental engineering, what it is, because I didn't know, and learn about the details and how it can help innovative projects not only come up to the surface, but also being implemented and tested and having in mind the communities in different countries and creating that impact. So thank you so much for joining Hempy People, for being so mindful about your choices and creating that choice for you that I do want to learn something and use my time in a meaningful way. Much appreciated, and thank you.
Thank you to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode with Aida. Hopefully you liked it and you also feel encouraged to try something new, maybe an internship, maybe something else. In the next episode, I'm going to bring you somebody who is part of an NGO, and what they do, they have a fun game that is introducing climate change in a very enjoyable way, and this is something going viral. Have a listen.